Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Sheet of ice, and I got limited internet, but for some strange reason, this is working, you know what I'm saying, so we're gonna keep our fingers crossed. I'm just gonna bring everybody on here in a minute. We got Brooklyn vet Fred Stein in the building, thanks to you. You turned me on to his music. I want to thank you for that, because dude's got some serious bars. A real dope lyricist. And then, you know what I'm saying, after that, we got three tracks from him, you know, all fucking fire. Then after that, we got Exit Only, three tracks from him. He's from Jackson, Mississippi. If you guys listen to the archive, you've heard him on the show before. Just a dope lyricist from, you know what I'm saying, a musical city that doesn't get recognized. That's why we did the Jackson Roundtable. You know what I'm saying, with Sinister, and we had everybody from Jackson, Mississippi on there. That's a hot spot for talent. We're just going to bring everybody on and just chop it up, you know what I'm saying, and then we'll take callers after a little bit, start playing tracks. I'm going to bring in Fred Stein. What's up, Fred? We'll bring in Exit Only. What's up, Exit?
What's going on?
What's cracking with you?
Yo, what up, man?
I'm bringing Only in the building.
At the same time, because I'm hoping that, you know what I'm saying, if I do that, you guys won't get stuck. And because, like I said, I got limited internet, but hopefully everything's going to work. But we're gonna have a hell of a show. We're going to start with you, Fred. We're going to just basically for the people that haven't heard you, because, I mean, I just, you know what I'm saying, was turned on you from Brandon here recently. You know what I'm saying? Explaining your history. You know what I'm saying? We know you're from Brooklyn, but tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, when you got in the game and everything, and just break it down for our listeners, please.
First off, I'd like to salute you, man, and the Murder Master Music Show, Fred, Mac J, man, 12 to the casket, man. I got into the game 20 plus years, man. I didn't take it serious at first because I wasn't into the rap thing, you know what I mean? Partner asked me to try it. I was more on the DJing side. Rest in peace, Tobe, my dude. Like I said, it wasn't until a homie of mine asked me to give it a try. And at first I was like, I see why I ain't want to do it. You know what I mean? But I never like have doing something or quitting at anything. So I stuck with it. And, you know, here I am.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing, man. It becomes part of your life so much to the point to where you got to keep doing it. You know,
exactly.
I mean, you just got to. Exactly. Every one of us, you know, whether you're a writer, a journalist, a rapper, producer, engineer, every one of us at one point in time thought, man, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this shit. But something keeps us in the game. What's the factor, the determining factor that keeps you going?
It's the passion for it, man. I love it, man. Like, it's not a fad to me. Just like I said, I wasn't into it. When I did get into it, this is my passion. I love it to the heart, man. So, you know, I like the part telling stories, man. Stories are real, man. When you tell real life stories, man, the people feel it, man, because they can verify what you're telling them.
Especially, yeah, definitely. People have been through it. You know what I'm saying? They can relate. I mean, you get people that hit you up on the street and be like, hey, man, this song really changed my life, or this song helped me get through this moment in my life. Do you ever get anything like that?
Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago, somebody asked me, you know, because, like, it's no secret I'm underground. I spit bars, but I also got stories. And I actually did one, and it was about my cousin, you know, rest in peace, Yachty, you know, and he had just went through a similar situation with losing a family member, man. And he was like, yo, he's like, every day I gotta play that joint. I got to hear it because it puts him and his family member in the room right there together, you know. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, you get it from me, man. I know what you're talking about, man. like I just lost a family member too, man, and I was out to your shit, man. I mean, that's why I wanted to bring you on. I mean, of course I wanted to bring you on because, you know, Exit Only is a good friend of mine, and you two make great music together. But the minute I got put onto your music, man, I'm stuck on it. And you know, that's I've been fucking with
Cheers
you ever bars. Since.
You got that
vintage Brooklyn shit, man. Like, that's what I love about it, man. Like, so much anymore, everybody, like, you're the epitome of what it is. Like, nowadays, it's like everybody wants to do the same thing, like, whatever's working. Everybody wants to do whatever's working. Back in the heyday of hip hop, everybody had their own thing, and that's what made it great. And that's what I like about you, man. I can turn the records on and be like,
I mean,
man,
you know,
Brooklyn,
right?
You know, I mean, I listen to your shit and know you're from Brooklyn, and that's what I love about it.
Right. I was actually asked, man. It's crazy. I was actually asked by somebody that I didn't understand it. They was asking me why I don't do what everybody do, why I don't, you know, because if you listen, like you say, you listen to my music, I don't curse, you know what I mean? But they say, yo, why you don't do it like, and I'm like, that's the uniqueness of it, man, you know what I mean? You don't have to do what everybody do. I do what I do, and if you love it, I appreciate it. If you don't, I still appreciate it because, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, you can't please everybody, so I'm going to continue doing what I do.
Yeah, exactly. And your followers and fans, they're gonna bump your music regardless. And the real ones, they're gonna support you every time you drop. You know what I'm saying? Every time you put something online, they're gonna share it. They're gonna turn other people onto it. And that's what Brandon did, essentially. Hey, I see my co-host Mac J. I know he's under a sheet of ice as well. I'm gonna bring him on. Mac, we're hanging on by an internet thread here.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm about to say, much. I'm good, man. This shit crazy over here, too, man. I thought yesterday was crazy, but goddamn, man, it's icy. Hell yeah, man. Like, three. I went to work. They should have called us off, but we was at work for a while, man. A few hours later, it was already, like, 3 inches of ice on the ride, man. This shit crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Rain ice. I hate that shit.
But we're chopping it up. We got Exit Only on the line, and we got the
what's up, Exit Only?
What's
going on,
Chris?
What's
up,
man?
What's good, man?
Good to have y'all on tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm always saluting y'all, man.
Yeah,
Hey, you know, this is family.
Real good music, you know what I'm saying, connects good people together, you know, like-minded individuals. And that's what it's all about, man. Without further ado, I want to give one of these tracks, Fred. Let's just hit him up. Let's do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Short one. We'll start off with a little short one. Give him a little teaser, you know what I'm saying? Tell everybody about this track.
The track was basically I got a project coming out called The Purpose, and it's like, you know, like I was just saying, you know, I don't worry about what nobody else is doing. I do what I got to do. And that's what it basically means. Like, I am who I am, and this is how I do it. And like I said, you love it, you love it. If not, I still love you, man.
That's the perfect track to play then, because that's just what we were talking about. It's,
right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, don't go nowhere. I'm not going to mute you guys. So if you want, you guys can mute your phones during this, because if I mute you, I might not get you back on with this fucking internet right now. So this is Fred Tsai, do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Okay, hey, it goes down when I'm up in the F. They remember me from spitting that raw Sienna. Hot slab in July, August, or December. The crabs in the barrel don't want your man to shimmer. My question I ask is, what's wrong with them, dog? I mean, they really think they can fly Alagard with the guard. They need to stop, dude. None of them do it like I do. Any other steps to me, getting off to. Somebody better tell him over here ain't nothing sober tall. Straight to the point, he can get it if he wanted, y'all. I'm nice with the written, but my composition's the cop. I can show you how I get it in. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Look, card, don't get it torsed.
Okay.
Business is business. I gotta do what I gotta dig it. I lace tracks like Van Dyke collars. So if you got one that needs no flaw, who that say I ain't got no flow or no bars. Balance, every rapper claim they run in the office. My thing is, what they talking, can they walk it? I ain't here to push you down,
nope.
I'm here to horse you up. Lawyer for life in the building, yeah, you know what's up. Who don't know the truth, I'm a lie,
sincere.
5% pencil, 95% the pen, yeah,
know it.
Trust when I tell you, they know better. They don't want it with the 15th and the stutter. They got a box on the lowest. No. His homies don't like me, so you know how that goes. Before you step to me lyrically, better think, boy. You're not in my weight class, you too linked, boy. You know who it is, I do it for my people. I'm out, I'ma holler later, you know how we do.
Fred Stein, Brooklyn, man. That's do what I gotta do, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Hell
shit
yeah.
Off. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
I want to ask you this. You know, when Brandon first told me about you, he told me that you knew Biggie back in the day. How did you know Biggie, and what was he like as a person?
What it was. Family members and friends, like I got a homeboy that used to go over Big House and like rhyme with him. They used to go back and forth freestyle with each other. So, you know, I met him here and there as far as being with him. You know, we lived around in the same area. So it wasn't like, you know, we was every day seeing each other talking. But, you know, that the times that I, like I said, I was with my homie, you know what I mean? Like I said, he was going to his house to freestyle, man. But he was, I mean, the few times it was nothing but respect, you know what I mean? Because just by knowing what he was and hearing what he was doing, I already, you know, knew he was destined for greatness.
Yeah. I got to ask you, Fred, you wouldn't have happened to have been around for that classic corner freestyle Biggie did, was you?
I mean, I wasn't there. I probably was running the streets then, but, like, it's funny, man. That's my uncle's store, like, over there on like, where it was, where it took place. Like, a couple of dudes that's in the little scene, like,
yeah.
You know, I knew them. I knew most of them, so, but I was not there at that event, unfortunately.
I had to ask, man. That was, hey, man. But let me ask you this, man. Being that you're from such a place where hip hop is so rich, that you give me your main, you know, your main influences, or give me your top five that are alive. You pick.
Mm. I mean, well, I'm old school, so a lot of it, man. AZ, man, like I like his approach. He's from Brooklyn, so it was like he used to come around the way. Right, yeah. You know, MOP, they grimy, man, so I love that. Master Ace, I was always into. Big Daddy Kane lived, you know, his cousin lived around the corner from me, so I used to see him, like, all the time. And, you know, like, and Coogee Rap was one for me, too, you know.
Hell yeah, man. That's very close to my top five, too, man. I love Coogee. Big Daddy Kane, fuck with M.O.P., all that shit, man. Like I said, when I listen to you, man, I put you right in that Brooklyn category, man. You know what I mean? Like, when I hear your music, I'm like, man, that's, like, instantly. I mean, I knew you were from Brooklyn just because of your name, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But the sound of it, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is Brooklyn, man, without a doubt.
Yeah.
How did you hook up with Exit On?
Actually, man, we was online. You know, we got a mutual friend, and I was doing music with, and Exit was doing music with, and I think what he did was he told Exit about me, you know, and he hit me up, man, and friends on Facebook, and, you know, we've been speaking ever since. That's my brother, man, you know what I mean, from another, so it's like, and we work well together, you know what I mean? I can pretty much know, and I know he know the same thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's what he thinking, I'm thinking, because he know where he want the game to be.
Yeah, I've had a lot of conversation with Exit Only, and I told him this. I said, man, obviously I know you guys weren't in the studio together, but it sounds like you were. Like, it sounds like you guys sat right beside each other and worked out what the song was. Like, you guys have excellent chemistry. And
right.
You're from opposite sides of the map. You know what I mean?
That's a dope thing.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
I fed off Exit, man. Like, once I heard it, I knew where I had to go with it because I seen his vision, man. And I was like, you know. Me as an artist, you know, once somebody send me something and I don't want to take away from it, so I know I got to do what I got to do, man, to get my point across. So it's, you know, Exit was the man on that. I just followed up.
Wow. Yeah, man, you guys make great music together, man. I hope there's a lot more in the future, man. You definitely got to let us know when that album's dropping, man.
Oh, man, I'm ready to work on it as we speak. It's more in works, you know, as we talk right now, but an album together will surely be, you know what I mean, what we need, man. So I'm up for that.
Oh, that's coming.
Oh, yeah. That's coming. Let us know anytime you got something dropping, man. You know, we'll help get the word out.
Yeah, that's a must, especially when you got two cats working together. Like Brandon said, from two different regions, you know what I'm saying? That right there speaks volumes to the youth. You know what I'm saying? The youth need, you know what I'm saying, good leaders like yourselves, you know what I'm saying, to show them how it should be done. So hats off to both you guys, you know what I'm saying, for working together. Real talk.
Ooh, man.
We got a couple callers I'm going to try to bring on. We got a caller from 347. What's up, New York?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, yo, this Bug. Yo, Spank. What's up, baby?
Spank, what's good? What's good, Holmes?
Me and Jess right here, son, live from the star, son. I'm hearing you rapping, son. I'm loving it, man. You elevated for real to the top. You great, man. You good.
Appreciate it, man. Humble, though.
it's humble, but you know the music speaks for itself, son. It's out there, son. Loving it.
Appreciate it, Spank. Appreciate it.
No doubt.
What's up, man? Ain't nothing.
Yo, son, we just want to say something right here in Bed-Stuy. We proud of you, Bug, for real.
Man, we family, man. Just want to say, Spank, Judge, those are, you know what I mean, my family members right there, man. Like, we actually did music together, man, and you know, if it wasn't for them, man, you know, they gave me the motivation to do what I do. So big ups, bro, for real.
Yeah, that little verbal exercise in the hallway and staircases paid off, son. For real, we had like a little verbal MMA back in the day, for real.
Yes, sir.
It was good. Yes, you know, it made your wordplay real strong.
Oh, man, you already know, man. We still got work to do, so you know what I mean? We're going to holler later.
Exactly, God. Keep up the good work, baby.
Appreciate it.
One.
Man, that's what's up, man. Yeah, it's always good to have that support. We're going to play another track from Fred Stuy. We got two more tracks from him, then we got three bangers from Exit Only. We're going to chop it up with Exit Only in the second part of the show. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in to Underground Saturday night, 9 p.m. Central, Mac J and Velvet Rose. Sunday, 9 p.m. Central, we got the Church of Reality. This week, we're going to be talking about the lack of parental rights that fathers receive. We got a couple guests that are going to come on and speak about their experiences. Next week, 5 Murder Master Music shows in a row, as long as we're not under about 2 feet of ice. You know what I'm saying? Let's give him It Don't Stop, because that's the fucking mind state right now. It just don't stop.
I know that's right.
Let him know about this one, Fred.
Basically, it's the same thing I'm doing. Me, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I had people tell me, you know, like, yo, man, hip hop going this way, man. You need to go this way again, swing this way. And I'm like, no, I'm doing this. So they was like, yo, you need to quit. I'm like, for what? It don't stop with me. So until the casket, I'm going to do what I do.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, here it is. Fred Stuy, It Don't Stop, right here in the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere. Keep going to UGSForLife.com. We'll be right back with Fred and then the homie Exit Only.
So what they say, they a problem, I'm a doctrinaire. What they looking for, lyrics? Well, I got them here. Word to Brooklyn, fam, I'm not the one. This your boy, Stuy, 7 Dodecagon. Look, I've been doing this for quite a while. Any booth that I'm in, I'm domicile. I'm from the aquifer, underground. I got that, listen, you know what I'm talking about. You can check, but you'll find no erotum. I don't understand, how could you ever doubt him? See the letter, they tease this better. Yo, babe, bro, I'm from where they don't talk, Calogero. Be my guest, keep scheming and plotting. Throw the track on V-World, let's get it poppin'. It goes down when I step up on the scene. Y'all rappers, what? Average, deviation
it
mean.
It don't stop, 724. I don't get tired, I'm like, yo, let's go. It don't stop, they like, y'all hear beat. What I always said, if I eat, we all eat.
Come on.
It don't stop, I don't know the meaning to give up.
What?
Everybody be saying, get down, I'm like, get up.
Stop.
No, it don't, my friend.
It
don't. That's why I'm back at it again.
Ah.
It don't stop.
I got that Butler's hustle, man.
Pick up the piece.
Yeah. Put your L up, let me know if you're coma beat.
I'm
a Barry and Bar, y'all already. Y'all dudes, lyrics are groggy, weak and unsteady. You know what happens when my container basin. You ain't got it, so give it up, Tyrone Davis.
Give it up.
Ride the beat like I'm a surfer. You Victor Sweets, I'll Bobby Mercer. Natural Wells, Sinosi. That would be something you knew to those claiming they know
you.
Y'all far from spitters, y'all watch bigger. My book's entry is an original legend. Put it on you, Chiasma Typey. Don't play with me, not the spot rock of porphyry. Those that don't like me, like that can't be him.
Up in Kyle. 24. I don't get tired, I'm like, yo, let's go. It don't stop, they like, y'all, he a beast. What I always said, if I eat, we all eat. It don't stop, I don't know the meaning to give up. Everybody be saying, get down, I'm like, get up. No, it don't, my friend. That's why I'm back at it again.
Don't stop. Homie Fred Stein, you know what I'm saying, in the building. We got Exit Only coming up soon. Man, Fred, that's a banger, man. What was is that on an upcoming project, or is that already out?
No, it's on the Purpose Project. I'm getting ready to put out in another week or two. It's basically like, it's for me and it's for everybody. Like, it's like, I basically mean, you know, like, to anybody, whatever you're doing, don't let nobody tell you, man, to give up. It don't stop, you know what I mean? So keep pushing for your goals, man, and keep doing what you do, man.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. That's good advice, especially for the youth, man, because a lot of these guys, you know, they give up too easy. I see talented individuals, they'll drop a couple tracks, and they'll keep getting better, but then they'll just get lazy with the promotion. You know what I'm saying? They'll just say, fuck it, and they don't make a song for 6 months. You know, it's like their will is broken very easily, man. I don't understand what's going on with the youth, but we got a caller for you, Fred.
All right.
678, how you doing? Hello, 678. Wait, here we go. Yeah, you there, 678?
Any idea?
Yeah, there you go. 323?
Yeah, 323. What's good, Fred Stein? This is Shah,
what up, man?
What's good, man? You know, I told you I would call in and lend full support. You know, I'm one of your biggest admirers. And by way of Brooklyn to Georgia now, and you know, one thing, and that's a perfect segue, that don't stop, man. You know, when I talk about talent and I talked about the will to push, man, your name definitely come up in the top five, because you've been pushing ever since I know you. And it's been well over 10 years now, man. And one of the things that I definitely admired about you, man, is the fact that as tight as you are, you didn't have to use, and I don't think I ever heard you use any profanity. You know what I'm saying? It always remained tight, and it was no profanity. And I heard Spank on the line. And I was just telling a good friend of mine, another artist by the name of Journey Walker, that one thing that I remember, man, is when you had the whole crew, Red Eye Committee, giving a shout out to Red Eye Committee, man, is the fact that under your leadership, man, they all stayed dedicated. You know, you were the force, you still are a force to be reckoned with. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man. Like, Shy, you already know how we go. It's like, you know what I always said, man. Like, I do what I do for us. So, you know, where I go. They with me, man, everywhere I go. And like I said, rest in peace, Yachty, man. I miss cuz, man. Like, you know, Radar, man, another partner of mine, you know. So, Radar, Spank, you already know what we got to do, man. Let's get it together.
No doubt. So, like I said, I just want to take a second, man, to call up. I actually timed it to wake up out of my sleep. I was running all day, man. I said I didn't want to miss this, man. So just wishing you good fortune, man. And a lot of things, another thing that people don't know, man, that I also told her too, man, is the fact that you are an excellent producer. You know, you're an excellent producer, man. You did all the music for the Red Eye Committee at the time that you that I know that you were recording, man. And then when you went south, you know what I'm saying? You still maintain that, man. And some of the things that you let me hear, I was like, wow, okay. You know, keep pushing them, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, it don't stop. You gotta have your hand in some of everything. So, you know what I mean? That's what I try to do.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt.
Real talk, man.
Definitely Brooklyn's finest, man. Definitely Brooklyn's finest.
I appreciate it, Shy. You already know.
No doubt.
I appreciate you for calling in. Thanks for calling the show, man. You have a good one.
And I appreciate the show, man, and the host for recognizing great talent, man.
Oh yeah.
Right, man.
Yeah, that's one thing about us, man. We'll put anybody on the show that's got talent, and you know what I'm saying. And we appreciate people like Brandon, and you know, others that bring us you know, guests from time to time. Because it's, you know, there's a million rappers out there. It's like a sea full of rappers, and you got to go through thousands of them to find the talent. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We can't get everybody.
I mean,
we depend on the help from people from time to time.
Yeah, the one good thing about today's day and age is some people that are very talented but didn't have the means before now have the means. It's easier to make a record now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the same time, people that don't have the talent have the means. So everybody's a rapper. Like, I can make a record right now. You know what I mean? So, like, you gotta dig through some shit to find the good ones. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't bring too many people. You know, I don't bring too many people
to do that, you know?
Yeah, I try not to bring too many people to Scott's attention. You know what I mean? But there's certain people that stand out, and I just have to do my part. You know what I mean? As soon as I heard Fred Stein, man, I'm like, man, I gotta get this guy on, man, because we need, you know, me and Prez were talking like we need some East Coast on the show, and the minute I heard you, Fred, I'm like, man, I gotta get him on there, man. And I just wanted to give you a shout out too, man, because me and you, we've had nothing but a good rapport with each other, man, and you showed a love back, man. You're always sharing our pages and stuff, like not just the show that you're on. You've been sharing all the shows, helping us get the word out and everything, man. So,
shout out for doing that. I appreciate that, man. Real talk.
Man, that's what you do. That's what you do, man. A real dude. I mean, I appreciate y'all. Like I said, the first time I heard, you know, and Brandon hit me, I said, you know, appreciate Brandon, because like I was telling my partner, I said, you know, I mean, you do what you do for the show, but I said, he ain't have to, you know what I mean, put me over there and say, yo, you need to. So I salute y'all, man, for real, man. Like I said, I just do what I do, man, and this is how I'm going to do it. So anytime y'all need me on, man, just let me know, and I'm on.
Man, that's what's up, dude. I appreciate that, too, because you know, it's all about networking with positive people, building positive bridges, and avoiding the negative ones, man. And it's good to know that we got another cat, you know what I'm saying, in our corner. And, you know, you're definitely welcome on the show anytime, brother. We got one more track that you sent in, and, you know, it's called That's It. Fittingly called That's It. What's this from, Fred? And also, give everybody all your social media. I want to make sure people are able to follow you and keep up with what you're doing.
I mean, you know, you can go on my, I got YouTube, Fred Stein, you know, videos. Like I said, I got a project called Mr. NY on iTunes and everything. I got my Facebook at Fred Stein. SoundCloud at Fred Stein. You know what I mean? Basically, that's where I'm at right now. I had to stop a few things due to a case that I'm on with my job, but I mean, that's where I'm at. As far as the That's It track, it basically means, you know, I don't do this right here. That's not what I do. I don't do the tight jeans. I don't do that. It's like, you want some of that That's It? That's what I'm going to give you. You know, when they go to the, when they hear it, immediately they say, yeah, that's it right there. So that's what I give them, man. So that's what this song is.
And that's what I'm talking about. And if you can, man, you know, stick around with the homie Exit Only too, man. We're gonna bring him on after this track, man. Shout out to Fred Stey and the homie Exit Only right here on the Murder Master Music Show. We'll be right back.
Ain't nothing like it, but y'all don't hear me though.
It ain't nothing like hearing some That's It. Yeah. When they turn it on, they like That's It. So if that's
yeah.
what you looking for, the
fact is,
this is what that is. Abolitionum, aboriginal.
Okay.
It would be a bad decision to come at me lyrical. They saying I'm old, so I guess the class is a finish. I do my thing verbally, period. The end of the sentence. They the poison.
Uh-huh.
I'm the Alexa Farming. I can give it to you, but listen, you gotta warn
it.
Darcy Banker rocked the green room soon as I spotted the wings, more regal. Mr. Church,
uh-huh.
the teacher of the arts. What started, I never failed to finish the fall.
Never.
Yeah, you know when I come, it's the men. Why you think it's me that they send?
Why?
Some of that That's It. That's what you crave for. Know that I got it, so that's what you came
okay.
for. It's all good, you know that I got your L's. Enough respect, I salute all of y'all. Hell,
well.
It ain't nothing like hearing some That's It.
Yeah.
When they turn it on, they like That's It. So if
come on.
That's what you looking for, the fact is,
this
is what that is.
Tell them again.
It ain't nothing like hearing some That's It.
Yeah.
When they turn it on, they like That's It. So if
that's
what you looking for, the fact is, this is what that is. Me perfection. Here we go again. Another first degree. Linear equation. No question. I get it in. Terry Manchester. You think you ready? Who want a structure? I'll be done in a minute. Microflora. Yeah, they know I'm like nervous disorders. Aura. Everybody say that they lack pivoted bar. Me, I just do what I know how to do, y'all. So watch the scarf. I'm Mantilla. You say you like the way I put it down? I hear you. Take my time when I'm writing, I never shadow ban.
Nope.
Let the beat play a little, then I'm at it, fam. It's nothing, you know I get it done, tried and true. It's in the bag, they can't hold me through the two. I had it for you, right? I gave you my word. Now you can go back and tell them you heard some of that That's It.
It
ain't nothing like hearing some That's It.
Yeah.
When they turn it on, they like That's It. So if
come on.
That's what you looking for, the fact is, this is what that is.
Tell them again.
It ain't nothing like hearing some That's It.
Yeah.
When they turn it on, they like That's It. So if
that's
what you looking for, the fact is, this is what that is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Fred Stey.
The New York sound, boy.
Yeah, yeah, very lyrical. And like the homie brought up that called in, you're not cursing. You know what I'm saying? You're
right,
not,
right.
And I asked this cat out of Memphis, King JC. He used to curse a lot in his music, then he decided not to. And I asked him why. He's like, because anybody could say motherfucker 10 times in a song, but I choose to paint more descriptive words with it. Is that a reason, one of the reasons why you're doing it?
I mean, yeah, for the most, it's like, you know, always said, you know, cause I'm not lying. When I first started, I used to, but then I said to myself, I said the same thing. It's like, you know, if you take out all the curse words, then you don't have a song. You know, so what are you listening to? So I was like, and then, you know what I mean? Do I not have anything to say? I know I have something to say. That's the reason, you know, that I'm doing this. So I said, let me take the curse words out and really say what I want to say.
Yeah. That's dope. That's dope because a lot of people, to be honest with you, they can't even make music without swearing. I know dudes that are so explicit that it's like it would be impossible for them not to do it. You know, so, you know, it's dope right there. You know what I'm saying? Props
appreciate
on that.
Thank you. Appreciate
man,
it.
Hell of a show tonight, man. It's a huge honor to have Fred Stye be in the archive. Now we got the homie Exit Only. We're going down to Jackson, Mississippi. From Brooklyn to Jackson. What other shows do a shit like this? Honestly, man. You know what I'm saying? I love this stuff, man. We're going
salute.
All over the place. And, man, we salute you guys for making music together and also being part of what we're doing, too.
One more.
Exit Only, man. You've been making music for a long time, man. You've been repping Jackson, Mississippi, of course, and the Shy. How far do your roots go back in the city of Jackson? Or were you rapping in Chicago before you went to Jackson?
Well, I actually got, first of all, before I even start, I want to salute everybody on this phone. You know what I'm saying? Fred, Prez, Jay, Brandon, everybody. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that called in tonight. I actually started in this game, man. I grew up in a little, I came out from Chicago because I got into a little trouble, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of the way it is between Mississippi and Chi. You get in trouble down here in Mississippi, you go to your family up there. Get in trouble up there, you come down south. So that's kind of how I ended up here. One of my my little homies got me into the game, man, and I'm talking about I put it in a verse. I said, I've been down since Nucleus. So if you know who Nucleus is, you know how long I've been down. I've been down since Jam On It. So I've been into the game for a minute. But they used to have these little battle sessions, you know what I'm saying? And one of my partners pushed me in, and then, shit, it's been heaven sent ever since, you know what I'm saying? I fell in love. I came into the game as a battle MC. What set me different than all the rest of them was I actually was out there in them streets, but I always thought if you spoke positive, you could literally change your life into something positive. So that's kind of the reason that I took so deeply into rap, because I was really trying to make a transition, because I was in it when I saw the game become what it is today with snitches and everything else. So I had to bail out, you know what I'm saying, and that drawed all my attention and gave me something to strive for. So, you know what I'm saying, I grew up on East Coast rhyming. I first fell in love when I heard, the rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme goes on, Rakim, and Eric B. When I heard that joint, when I heard that joint, it's like I literally fell in love. I was like, this is what I want to do. So they had a showdown in the country, man. Pat the Rat, Reese and Bigelow, a couple of more groups from back in the day, Silent Rage, and a few others came through and did a little showdown in Utica. And a couple of them sat there and talked to me, salute Pat the Rat, because he actually sat there and told me what I needed to do. I hit the city, and it was history from that point on. I made them recognize me to the point to where I'm accepted that Jackson is one of Jackson's own. So I think I did a lot to come from the Shy to a little country town to come to a city and be recognized as one of their natives. So I salute Jackson, you know what I'm saying?
Embraced you, kind of like how Houston embraced Point Blank when he came from Chicago. Similar situation, Point Blank, SBC. Man, that's dope, man. That's dope that you were able to go down there and not only be embraced by the town, but also make a huge name for yourself. Who are some of the other guys in Jackson, you know what I'm saying, that really, you know what I'm saying, put it down for the city back in the day?
Well, when I try to get to the city, you still can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. When I kind of hit the city, I came into the Jackson Mall scene every Saturday. They used to have like little battle sessions. So I used to come down from the country, jump into sessions, and you know what I'm saying, rip and get recognized. I ran into a cat, Peppermint Soda, from the group Us From Dirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure everybody, you know what I'm saying, should know something about the dirt. during that particular time. Matter of fact, one of the members, Decade Donnie Cross, is my cousin. But the game was divided up to where you had hip hop and you had street rap, and it's like I didn't fit in nowhere because I was a street cat that did hip hop. So it's like I couldn't fit in nowhere. I didn't do the gangster rap, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't backpacking hip hop. I was a pistol carrying blue rag in my back pocket, lyrical hip hopper. It's something they never understood at that time. So I literally didn't fit in nowhere. So Mental State of Mind came to birth. Us from Dirt, DKA, shout out to Crusher and Creator. They still out there in the game. A few others. And like I said, that's when history became history. We actually, the underdog came from out of nowhere and made everybody recognize us. If you said you had it, we'll bring it to you to see if you had it. I done battled against Banner, Kamikaze, some of the best around here. They know who I am. They know I'm not nothing to play with either.
Yeah. It's good, you know what I'm saying, that you're stepping outside the box as well, working with somebody like Fred, you know what I'm saying. Fred explained how, you know what I'm saying, how he connected with you, man. What are your thoughts on Fred Stein?
Oh, man, I salute and tip my hat to my brother Fred. I look at Fred like I look at y'all. We all family, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call Fred just to check up on him and his family, you know what I'm saying? Nothing about music, nothing about business, just, you know what I'm saying? That's my brother. I love that brother, you know what I'm saying?
Love
when
you,
I ran across him, we had a mutual contact, you know what I'm saying, overseas, over in England. We actually was doing music over there. He actually, and I got to salute him too, shout out to Monkey Mouth from over there in Scarborough, England. But he the one that actually put me up on Fred, because when I heard Unforgivable, I was like, oh my God, this is like that old school hip hop that I grew up to. You know what I'm saying? And then we back and forth across Facebook. And matter of fact, the first feature I did was with Fred Stein that's on this Immortal Word album. Because I normally don't do features, because when it come down to showtime, you really can't get people in line. So I normally don't do features. But when I reached out to Fred, man, and we sat there and we discussed it, the reason the song sounds so well knit together is we literally discussed it across the phone on the vision we was going to take it. So we dropped all elements needed. And he got a team over there that worked wonders. They put it together like a jigsaw puzzle, and now everybody can see the picture. So, you know what I'm saying, salute Brandon and everybody, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, who helped make this project what it is. Fred is one of the greatest MCs I done ran into. Him, Caliber 007, my partner in Jamaica, some of the mob out of New Orleans. I have came in contact with some very creative MCs outside of the city. So
you get the bigger picture. I see that, homie, because it's not about just working with people in your region. If you're musical, that shit's a universal language. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for doing that. Speaking of universal, we got one of your homies, one of our homies, overseas. It wouldn't be a Murder Master Music show if this dude didn't call in, I don't think, man. The homie said,
I already know.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to salute for your introducer. Salute. What's up with the sinister? I know you now.
Yeah. I'm fine, excellently. What's up?
Oh, man,
yeah,
you know it ain't nothing but love, brother. You already know it, nothing but love.
Yeah, what's up to Scar, what's up, MacJ, what's up, Brando?
What's up,
yeah, excellently. Can you tell us about the history of Jackson hip-hop at the time when you have the Forbidden MCs and the Coco Puff guy, you know, Us from Dirt and the Renegades, and I've also DJ Finesse, the first Jackson DJ who put on the map Stewart, Support, Stella Way, you know. And when you have your group, Mental State of Mind.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the whole layout. When I hear Jackson, it was divided up into two things. You had the hip hoppers over here, who was DJ Finesse, who was over the Stewpot Stowaways at the time. And then you had your so-called street rappers, which was Wildlife, Renegades, Wood Street Players, Mississippi Mafia. You had all them over there. So you had two different sets of MCs coming up at the same time. Kamikaze, Banner, Ragabunkins, Ice Creed, let's see, Vice Versa, and T.T. Decapitator, all of them were Stewpot Stowaways. They was over there with Chris Carr, DJ Finesse. Then you had, like I said, Wildlife, Mississippi Mafia, Renegade, Valley of the Dry Bones, Hellborn. You had all of them over here on this side, and that became more of the aggressive street-orientated rap. You know what I'm saying? The hip hop that birthed up out of Jackson State. Jackson State was a open, you know, big historical university here in Jackson. So a lot of people came in from different states to Jackson State. So that invited a lot of East Coast MCs, Chicago MCs, Minnesota. A lot of them came there. That's what really breaded the Stewpot Stowaways with. You know what I'm saying? With a nice collection of those that really was from Mississippi, because it was like five groups that really was from Mississippi. But that's what made the backpacking hip-hop MCs at the college campus different than the street rappers. And it was a conflict because one thought they were better than the other. I actually went to both sides, and neither one of them actually accepted me. It was like, you don't fit in nowhere. It was like, you look street, but you rap hip-hop. And then the other one was like, you know what I'm saying, your rhyming skills are all right, but you look too street. So I didn't fit in nowhere. That's what Mental State of Mind came about. I took the misfit that nobody want, and we formulated together, started doing little tours, setting up things ourselves. I ran a printing shop, so we was doing our own little flyers, duplicating our own stuff, and we just did our own shit.
Yeah, it was Mental State of Mind. It was with Clan Mankind and Us From Dirt and Strokes the Down and Pepper Matt Sola also.
Yeah, DKA. It was a female MC named DNA. I had the Irish guy with me, Cornbread, the Mint Dog King, Sway One at the time, a whole lot for Mental State of Mind. It was everybody, Suicide, everybody that was really rejected from those two organizations kind of like migrated to Mental State of Mind. So we became like a third entity, like a third. We were the independent party.
Also, back in the days, there was a battle into Jackson hip hop, who was very East Coast stuff, like Stewpot Stowaways. Even David Banner was very East Coast with Crooked Letters and all that, and Wood Street Players, who was so gangster shit for the hip hop cats. You know, but now I think it's peaceful now because it's old, old time.
Well, now everybody is stuck on the genre of Atlanta. See, as you said, during that particular time, like you had with Banner and Grace Guys, like I said, it was part of Stewpot. And Stewpot was intermingled with people from other different areas of the state. Now, keep in mind, I came from Chicago, so I came from the area where Twista and Common and all them was commonly known, you know, Why Not, you know what I'm saying, and all them. So hip-hop was there. So it kind of like this been in me before it actually even came up out of me. So when you actually have an experience of dealing with other people other than just around your neighborhood or around your area, it's not complicated to do. But if you only know how to deal with people in your hood, it's hard to even go out of your hood to deal with others. this is really kind of like a crutch that's on Jackson. It's because everybody's so stuck with just running around in the same circle. And I used to tell people all the time, I'm like a whale in a lake around here. I feel like I'm too big. I can't move around like I should. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, like Sinister the called in. I got music overseas. I deal with cats all over from Brooklyn to Jamaica to Orlando to Missouri to California. You know, everybody. I salute what y'all do, man, for the underground. And when I say I salute what y'all do, you know, you already know it's UGS for life. You know what I'm saying? There's the First Up Fan Radio out there. You know what I'm saying? Detroit Unplug out there. What y'all doing for the underground is precedented. I mean, I couldn't even put in words how much I appreciate it, because I was listening to the show earlier with Caliber 007 yesterday on Unplug, and they said how, you know, the underground is actually rising up now to where we are literally taking over the mainstream. And that's because of what y'all are doing. Y'all bringing more attention to the people who deserve the attention instead of these flashy, fancy-ass dancing rhinestone jean-wearing motherfuckers with the big feet. Y'all doing what should be done. And I salute y'all for that, man, for real, seriously. If it weren't for what y'all were doing, me, Fred Stye, a lot of the others I know wouldn't even be getting this type of acknowledgement, because, you know, man, it's love.
I mean, for real, they brought me into it. You know what I mean? Like, President Night Day, they welcomed me into it. I'm just a caller, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Love.
Like, I just called in one day, man, and then I called in episode 300, and then I called in again on episode 302, and President, like, I called in at Showtime. He's like, yo, Mac Jane here, your co-host, and then we went live. Like, you know what I mean? Like I've been here ever since. But
that's the best way to do it. Just jump into it.
That's what's great about this show, man. You know what I mean?
No pressure.
But y'all helping create, that world family. Right now we have an underground world family, and y'all helping create that, man. So I salute y'all for that, man, for real, seriously. Keep doing what you're doing. It's getting stronger as you go. Y'all see it like I see it. Let's do it.
Most definitely. Yeah, let's give them a track exit. I'm looking at this, Immortal Words, first and foremost. We're going to have a review up on the site soon. Hell of a fucking album, man. I'm bumping a lot of tracks. I picked out three of them. First one I picked out is Mental Patient. And tell everybody about this one, exit.
Man, shout out to the mob, you know what I'm saying? Slick Double TME. And then I got Fly on there, GMP on the hook. Mental Patient is just that. It's one of the ones that, you know what I'm saying, we just said we were out. Well, I actually said I was just going to go at it crazy. And me and Slick Double, like I said, that's another one of my brothers from out of the N.O., you know what I'm saying, that mob, and I got number love for him. But we actually said that, said we just going to go at it. Fly did the hook. He did the first verse. I kicked off the end. You know what I'm saying? It's sick with it. Mental Patient. Check it out.
Look, thing is a game, nigga simple and plain. I'm calling your bluff, remember the name. Killer flow through the vein, double up on the brain. My mind it be trouble, it be hard to maintain. Never switching the sides, I'm bringing the pain. Huddle up in your lane, a little deranged. And I'm throwed off, so watch. Take a bitch, hostage, tied a hoe, bondage, duct tape, I got this. Feel me, nigga? Watch this. Mind frame, notorious. TME, ridiculous. All you niggas, hitless. Blood flow, amazing. Abrasion, when I'm hazing, and I'm placing, and I'm casing, and I'm sizing you up, yeah? Heartbeat, black racing, like hastings, be chasing. No patience, make patience. Nigga, what the fuck up? Yeah. Real nigga, better ask him. Work pat back, I'ma tax him. Nigga, grab nuts, relax. Put him in a box, pack him.
And I'ma show you how to act, nigga, real, real. Peep game with the flame, got the kill bill. Had sex to my nigga, X real spill. Chopped up, nigga, murdered that kill, kill.
I ain't Percy Miller, but I ain't got no limit. Mine, no. I ain't got no feeling. I'm purging, nigga. I'm hearing voices, collecting names, making lists. I'm a mental patient, don't give me bitch, but I got kids. I ain't Percy Miller, but I ain't got no limit. Mine, no. I ain't got no feeling. I'm purging, nigga. I'm hearing voices, collecting names, making lists. I'm a mental patient, don't give me bitch, but I got kids.
I'm an unstoppable showstopper with broken English that flow proper. I propel to win like a helicopter. That's a chopper that packs a whopper. A hip hopper that hate coppers. Dick the storm like a weather doctor. Red hair like the movie shotters. I come and call it like Tommy Knox. With a big popper, so who shot you? Might lose a leg and just walk off when it gets ugly like Bubba sparked it. Zip lock it and mark the target. Duck head, shoot at your doctors. Bouncing well and buck head. Over my bed, a buck's head. Burn the law like Judge Dredd. Outlaw like what Pac said. Mississippi version, I'm never scared. About the bread like sandwich bread. Number two pencil, I bring the lead. Other level of that other level. My state flag, say I've been a rebel. Bring the gravel, I bring the shovel. Watch it unravel like a wooden sweater. Honey slam, bam, bam. Turn your bedrocks to fruity pebbles. No sleeves when I bear arms. Verbal threat to steal weapons. Keep feet, better get to stepping. Two and one like Smith and Wesson. Teach a lesson to them adolescents. Been the best, don't need your blessing.
I ain't Percy Miller, but I ain't got no limit. Mine, no. I ain't got no feeling. I'm purging, nigga. I'm hearing voices, collecting names, making lists. I'm a mental patient, don't give me bitch, but I got kids. I ain't Percy Miller, but I ain't got no limit. Mine, no. I ain't got no feeling. I'm purging, nigga. I'm hearing voices, collecting names, making lists. I'm a mental patient, don't give me bitch, but I got kids.
Yes, sir.
Hey, calling.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Exit only.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? And this, Immortal Words, you were going to drop it last year, but you decided you want to wait and do it this year. Well, why didn't you want to drop it last year? Well, I guess
well,
so fresh for 2017?
I had a partner talk to me, man, and he actually sat there and told me, you actually sitting on a tight project, which means that if you're going to put it out there right. So I really don't want to half step with it, and I hate to have the world just sitting in limbo waiting on it, but I know it's something worth it. I want to make sure all my promotional aspect is in line and everything is together so when I release it, I can make sure it reach everybody that it needs to reach. So that's kind of what taking so long. The album is complete. Y'all know it. Y'all got free copies of it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's one that, if pushed the right way, it could actually do something grand and big for the underground. So that's kind of where I'm at on it. It's not detox. Trust me, it's coming out.
Yeah, it's a great album, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I knew it was something special the first time I heard it. I was like, man, this is great work, man. I love every track on that, man. I mean, like me and you have had a lot of conversations privately and stuff, you know what I mean? So it feels like I've already interviewed you 20 times. It's one of those albums that it's just like one long track. Like, I can't pick my favorite track on that. I just press play, let the whole thing go. You know what I mean? And it's hard to find them projects nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
And as I was saying, this is my last solo project I'm putting out for the moment. Now, I got other projects I'm working with. I'm actually writing on a song right now for Caliber 007. Me and Fred already got some things lined up. Exclusive Selector, me Exclusive and Fred got something that we're working on together. So I'm constantly working. But by this being the last project, I wanted it to actually be my representation. So I really appreciate everybody who listened to it and give me their honest criticism. I put my all in this one.
And real quick, I want to shout out you and Fred Scott both. for getting on that deep cover track. And I'm still waiting on Fred Stass verse too, but he said he'd have it soon. But just waiting on Caliper, man. That thing's gonna be out, man. So,
oh man, that's nothing. Like I said, we family. Whatever I'm needed for, man, it's just simply just giving me a call and letting me know I'm all in.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate y'all beyond words. I appreciate y'all.
Well, it's a good thing that you're still making music. I know you said this is your last solo project for the moment, but are you going to do, like, collaboration albums, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Just to leak a few things. Me and I'm working with the Mob. We got a project getting ready to come out. Like I said, me, Fred Stye, my partner from Jamaica, Exclusive Selector, who is another Cole MC. We're working on a project to lead. Me and Caliper got a couple of things that we're working with. So, it's going to be plenty of other projects. I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
Now, that's for real. It's just, PSK said it best Monday, you know, when you're doing your own solo project, it takes so much up out of you because you have to actually be the arranger, the composer, the concept, write all the verses. It's so much that it pulls up out of you. It's draining. It's rewarding to be able to create such, but it's draining, you know what I'm saying? So after I get this one done, I'm gonna break for a minute. I'm a fan more than I'm an artist, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, I got much love for Fred because he respects the craft and take it serious. Selector, Slick Dub, The Mob, Caliper, all these are people who take the craft serious. And thank you, Scott, for the introduction with 007 because Caliper's the truth, for real, and a very humble brother. Everybody that I deal with is humble, and I love it. It shows that grown.
Man, I honestly think Caliper is, like, the sky's the limit for him, man. He's something special. Like, you know what I mean?
He's extraordinary.
Like,
there's
something. He's not just some guy rapping on a song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's something to him, man. His potential is just. I told him the one time I talked to him, I was like, man, hopefully one day you're too big to talk to me, bro. You know what I mean? His potential is just.
He's one of those individuals, right? Even when he get that way, you still going to hear from him. He's humble and down to earth that it's extraordinary.
Just like his older cousin, DJ Ready Red. Shout out to DJ Ready Red, the musical enforcer. Real humble dude. And, it's an honor to be able to hook people up, man, because we want to see those collaborations and that good music, man. That's how we got to keep the underground going, just like what you and Fred Steyer did. You guys got to hook up and keep making music. Let's give them more. Let's give them another one, man. This song Work, man. Tell everybody about this one, actually.
Oh, man. Back to the N.O. This is Bigelow Music. Bigelow on this joint. Shout out to Bigelow and Ricky B. My boy Poochie Zud from Zud Nation out of TME is up on this joint. It's my anthem and a couple of other people's anthem to get up in the morning and get out there and grind to try to go get it. What we do with this music is work. Work is defined as moving an object and a whole lot of motion. So everybody move objects and do a whole lot of movement. That's work. So get that work. This is work.
Our tag is for the Mass Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
It's your man, Bigelow. Poochie Zud. We get it out the mud. This is work.
First of all, I'm a fucking man. On 10 toes, that's how I fucking stand. Don't need a bitch, nigga, or a helping fucking hand. I'ma get it out the mud, or I'ma get it in the blood.
Pooch is us, last of a dying. Rest in peace to the last but the tribe. Him death was his exit only. Respect was his respect, your homie. Reject unacceptable. Every lesson that I learned from being burned is knowledge earned. I will never fall off again, I promise. Words to mother motherfucker, you will never see me suffer. I give no one that satisfaction. Got the boy stressing like brandy. I thought he scrapped the rap, did it with back to trapping. I thought that nigga fell off, goddamn, what happened? Fuck what you heard, know your history. Everything does do a mystery. I've been putting in work, you just missing me. We don't even get down, you a bitch to me. Yeah, moving inside a place, kiss me. Don't need to be cooling and smiling with the enemies or frenemies or any entity that got an infamy with it. Condemn it, disaffinity, nigga, you like killing me. I got Glock, ride you, Glock, he will pop shots inside you. Let me remind you that the facts over minds attack attacks over minds. The plant the rat where they find you at. Fuck that, I won't eat that, nigga. Sentencing as he got the street top, nigga. Better give me a meet the east side, niggas. I want every dollar on top, so we got
to put in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat, man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat, man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat, man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just something for the teeth. 7 days a fucking week, you gon' see me in the street.
And them niggas ain't shit without me. And I'ma put this on Miss Gilda. Ain't no taking no hustle up out me. I been a staple in the street, nigga. Been the reason why they eat, nigga. Told Mike back in 98, we was gonna eat with no nigga ate. Kinda fucked me up, though. Locked up when niggas came through the dome. They ain't know he was gonna be a hoe. Had him wrestling with the fofo. Mike was a G. Twist a nigga body, hit to his team. Put this on repeat. And you gon' see why niggas really ain't that close to me. Fast forward to 16, gotta mention him in 16, and I'm quick to give him 16. I'd rather another nigga lean than nigga my mother scream again. Seen her soul bleed again, that was my best friend. Ain't no niggas gonna take what she need again. And when it comes to that work and eating, homie, I'm used to niggas putting them people on me. Give me the straps and I feed the fly. And now we on rack with niggas high. So to the new niggas, pay your dues. And if we don't mention you, then you cool. Legends, niggas, when you hear the name, associated with
the game. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for them cheeks. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for them cheeks. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street. Boy, I'm putting in work.
And next up, I don't give two fucks about a word that I hate in my utter. And with that being said, motherfucker, another motherfucking motherfucker who likes to scream to his brother when he wants something. Put it work with that work, I dump something. Got a problem, use the bitch, smoke something. Tell keep when they ask you, don't choke up. I'm from the M.I. Crooked letter. They never saw a crook like I take it to the other level. Dug myself up by the mud, cause I was born in the struggle, so I came with my own show. Hot boy like a devil, let it go through the steamboat. Wrapped in a scarf, wearing two sweaters. With Gucci's up, young sucker in the cap. Like an N.O. Big nigga low, with the two rappers. This is lab work, but when it works, make it work. Two states work together, have to get together. And the grind don't stop, never. Down for whatever, old Mississippi rebel. And nobody I know can do it better. In more than words, y'all gonna hear me forever. Like mechanic on the shade trees. Through these trees, I can see these niggas shady. Talk shit, that shit don't faze me. Got that work, won't work, bitch, pay me. Find the fee, cause personally, it don't matter if you play me. I am legend, underground OG, veteran. And seen too much, let a mark come play me. Play chess on your bitches with the quickness. Y'all still on the corner, in the corner, get like me.
Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for them peaks. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for them peaks. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street. Boy, I'm putting in work.
Yeah. Exit only.
Yes, sir.
Immortal words. So, okay, so you don't have a release date yet. But you got plans. You know what I'm saying? Special plans
well,
for this album.
Like I say, I was focused on trying to actually move it out by the end of this month. Now, I will sit there and tell you this. It ain't finna be that long. It's either gonna be the end of February or the middle of March. I'm still working out a couple of kinks of trying to make sure I get some things done beforehand, because right when I actually send it off for press, I actually need to have these promotional aspects in rotation, because when it come back, you know what I'm saying? You know, in this game, you learn from other people's mistakes, and I don't want to sit around with a box full of CDs in the house taking up too much space for too long. And I understand promotion is the main aspect of keeping things moving, you know what I'm saying? I learn a lot from listening to y'all, listening to other people talk, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, I think I got a little time with putting it out there. I still got music coming out there. I done sent y'all some new music. And along with some old classics that people ain't going to hear probably until about maybe 5 years on down the line when I decide to put everything remastered and back out. But it's coming, trust me. It's coming. And y'all going to be the first to know when it's coming. When I send it off to the press, y'all going to know.
Right on, man. It's good to be in the loop with people like yourself from all over the place, because that way we can share the talent with the listeners. Everybody listening, make sure you go to ugsforlife.com, like the show pages, you know what I'm saying, share the links, you know, support what we're doing. Make sure to tune in tomorrow on the ground Saturday night with Mac J and Velvet Rose. And I encourage everybody on the line, man, call into that show as well. That's a dope show. It's a variety show.
Yeah, check us out.
Mac, you do your thing on there, man. Break it down a little bit, man. Let them know what it's all about.
You know, basically, me and Vail, we get in there, man. We talk some current events. We do a little chat in the beginning. We break with a song. Vail would come in with the news, you know what I'm saying? She always got the good-ass news anyway. And then, we keep it short and simple. We take calls, requests. We roast and Jones, fuck off, and then later on, after we end the show, if I got time and I ain't got nothing to do, I just sit and spin music for about an hour and a half. So, and you can call in as I'm spinning. So, like, the thing about Underground Saturday Night, I want it to be more interactive with the callers and the guests. So, I really need people to call in and take part in it. But if not, hit the website and you can still listen to the episode. Me and Vail are starting to really iron it out. We're going to start doing some shows for 2017. And maybe some giveaways too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
hell yeah.
You stay tuned, man. You know, don't keep.
Yeah, yeah. I'll make sure I win those giveaways. It won't be rigged though. It won't be no corruption. But somehow I'm gonna win all the giveaways. You know, we won't tell how, but I'm gonna win it. I'm just fucking with y'all. No, check them out tomorrow. But then. You know, I want to close out the show. We got one more track from you, Exit, but I want to bring you and Fred on together and just, you know what I'm saying, chop it up with both you guys a little bit. You know, what's in store for the future as far as your collaborations with the two of you are concerned?
Fred,
Exit, what's good, brother?
You know it's all love here, bro, all love. Man, only thing I can say is expect the unexpected from me and Fred, man, because we never stop working. We constantly shooting tracks back and forth and building cuts up. So y'all just stay tuned. That's what I should tell him. Ain't that right, Fred?
There you go. We should. I tell you what, it's going to be something to witness, man, because, like, I mean, it's like we clicked from the very first moment, like, so I already know that was something that was meant to be. So, and you know, great minds think alike. So it's nothing, but we're going to give the people what they've been missing, man. And that's all I can tell you, man. So just stick around with us, man, and enjoy the ride.
Indeed. Indeed.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Man, this is, you know, we played this before, but this is one of my favorite songs you've done, man, Close to War. Man, tell everybody about this one, Exit.
Oh, man. Close to War is kind of like self-explanatory. Nowadays, everybody's so stuck in self to where anytime you come across somebody else, it's almost like a conflict. It's the reason so many people in their feelings about shit they shouldn't even be feeling personal about. So we're close to war on plenty of different levels. Shit, Trump in office, we don't know what to expect of that. Putin watching and no telling who else. So we are very close to war. We're living in an explosive time, and it comes from relationships within the house to political matters on your TV screens. It's like the whole world is in turmoil, and we're living through this shit. So it's close to war.
Man, real talk, real talk. Before we play Exit, man, give everybody all your social media contacts, too, because I want people to be able to be in tune with what you're doing as well.
Man, somebody said it the other night, and I'm glad you asked me that so I get the opportunity to do it. They said it the other night on the Fresh Kid ISO. Long as they can catch up with y'all, they can catch up with me. So if y'all looking for me, just hit up Brandon or hit up Scott, Prez, or Jay. Y'all got me.
Most definitely, man. It's real talk, man. Just go to UGSForLife.com. You know what I'm saying? We'll put you, if you ain't on no BS, we'll put you in direct contact with Exit Only. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, definitely, definitely. This is close to war. I want to thank, man, I want to thank Fred Stein, man. Thank you for coming on the show, man.
Man, thank you, man.
Music. I look forward to much more from you in the future. Exit Only, man, always a pleasure, man.
Man, salute. Salute to the family. That's all I can say. Salute to the family.
Yes, sir. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon,
Exit.
I'm sure I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Oh, you already know it, B. Just hit me up. Jay, Fred, salute, man. Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
Definitely, definitely. Shout out to you too, Brandon, for helping me make this show possible. And we'll see you guys tomorrow, Underground Saturday night, Mac J and Velvet Rose, 9 p.m. Central, UGSForLife.com. This is Exit Only, Close to War.
Close enough to start a war. All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't.
It's who I am, who I suppose to be, or do let it be defines me. Or maybe I should just change direction so Twitter could even follow me. She's supposed to be a part of me, for the most part you're a part of me. But I need you in my world, so loneliness won't keep me company. It's not the view I saw for me. I picture life in a different frame. The past is all they see in me, so it seems they can't even see the change. Strange in the brain when it appears I'm entertaining thinking. Rewrite my past, camera flashbacks from eyes blinking. Words observe the paper before the ink dry. Begin to wipe tears from my eye, too late for cries. Screaming for help, but misread is emotional outburst. So how can one mislead unless one be misled? Damn, a simple thought can break your concentration. But with money on your mind, even time can run out of patience. I'm looking for the finish line to find I'm still racing. With them haters hating, heels chasing me down for that next line.
What was I gonna put down? All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't breathe.
I ask myself.
These failures not an option, I weigh my option on the scale. All my gains against the grain, my sweat drain in the pail. Comparing every crime to facing time with no bail. No bailouts, no time to serve out, and no sale. I'm trying to pay bills to survive and avoid jail. It's like trying to fight for breath, stressed out, smoking hell. Coughing when I'm choking, trying not to exhale, hell. Champagne wishes while sipping ale from a cocktail. If this boat don't float, I hope to hell I can get sail. Refuse to spit that bullshit just to get sales. I'm trying to ride this track out and keep it upscale, but too tense to relax. They're killing black males. We used to die on the same track, tied to the rail. So no, I speak to kill the track. Train of thought don't fail. Took a look in my son's eyes and see I have to prevail. Sacrifice my life to never derail.
Close enough
on the rail.
To start a
hesitate.
All that I have is on the floor.